Well, it's a nagging pain in the middle of my back, basically, of such severity that it keeps me from dancing and climbing mountains and those sort of things.
Did you used to dance and climb mountains?
I didn't dance, but I used to climb mountains.
One in five Australians suffer chronic pain, and Ted Witham is one of them. That figure rises to one in three for those over 65. Chronic pain is pain that persists after it should reasonably be expected to have abated. Let's say you've broken your leg. It should be feeling better within 3 to 5 months, but for some, the pain never goes away. At an Australian Pain Society conference in Perth, Dr. Helen Slater spoke of the difficulty in dealing with chronic pain.
It's an early warning system that tells us something's wrong, and hopefully that's the sort of thing that does settle down as and runs its course. But in some people, for some reason, that can persist, and then it becomes problematic. The most common ones in the area that I work in the musculoskeletal health area, would be things like osteoarthritis, fibromyalgia, low back pain, rheumatoid arthritis. They're the sorts of things where commonly you may have pain that's ongoing as part of that condition.
Very recently, the World Health Organization identified chronic pain as a disease. It's a move, Dr. Slater says, helps with management, and that management needs to encompass a holistic approach.
What we've tried to do when we designed this website is we worked very closely with people living with persistent pain. We did a number of interviews from rural and remote regions of people living with persistent pain. The other thing we've tried to do is, rather than being text dense, we've used YouTube clips where we've interviewed people with pain who can tell their stories, and we've interviewed expert clinicians and put those two together so that you can get on and listen to the stories and commentary and make sense of pain a bit better that way as well.
There's another program using a digital option to help regional and isolated chronic pain sufferers. Jenny Johnson is the network manager for the New South Wales Agency for Clinical Innovation.
So it's a technology that enables a patient to link and access specialist services, so facilitating people who live in rural and remote New South Wales access to specialist services, and particularly in pain management.
Why would a sheriff from Wagga Wagga, for example, want to do that? Why wouldn't he just head to Sydney and get treatment?
So for people in pain, it's very difficult to even think about sitting in a car from Wagga Wagga. It was an eight-hour drive to get to one of the few pain specialist services located in Sydney.
In regional Australia, it's often the local general practitioner who deals with chronic pain.
Well, in rural areas of New South Wales, a general practitioner doesn't have a lot of additional resources to call upon. They're often limited access to physiotherapy, to psychology services, and so often patients will be prescribed medication to assist with their pain.
What role do medications play in chronic pain relief?
Whilst medications are used, they're part of a toolkit to manage pain, and there's certainly not a lot of evidence to support their use in isolation. So people need to be employing active strategies of self-management, actively getting out and exercising within some sensible boundaries, learning some key skills around what we call pacing, developing some strategies to manage our thoughts, such as distraction, thought-challenging strategies, meditation, relaxation.
Chronic pain sufferer Ted Witham, both medication and self-management are part of his ongoing pain management.
Meditation and keeping the mind quiet, it lessens the distress of the pain, what your thoughts are about your pain and how you manage your thoughts. I found the cognitive behaviour management very helpful for that.